This is graciously being organized by Bruce Power, and I think in recognition of 10 years of service to the community. And it's just, I hope, going to be a good night of a lot of good people, and I want to thank the people that are coming out and the sponsors.
First thing I wanted to ask you is, what was the most surprising thing about being an MPP? Right off the top of your head.
Yeah, I think every day was a surprise. Like, you didn't really know who was going to call you, who was going to walk through your door, who was going to email you with something that you knew absolutely nothing about, and then you had to respond, and typically most people within 30 seconds wanted to give them an answer and action it. So every day was really kind of a new surprise, if you will.
Bill, what about a challenge? Was there one aspect or political avenue that really, really was a challenge over the course of that decade?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Fred, particularly in opposition, is how you get things done, how you actually get the meter moved and actually do something to help people. A little easier in government when you have, you know, your colleagues and the cabinet ministers who are on your team. It was the leader, but certainly that was the biggest thing through the whole thing, is just really moving, you know, old bureaucratic systems to get things done for people.
What was more exciting, being opposition or being the party in power?
Well, certainly being in power was more exciting, but it was also, you know, you bear the responsibility a lot more. In opposition, you can challenge, you can critique. When you're in power, you're the person that everyone's looking to saying, well, no excuses now, get it done.
It's up to you. Here we go.
Exactly.
So now, are you going to take it easy for a little while, or what's going on? What's in the future?
Well, I'm not ready for a hammock yet. I'm still pretty high energy, and that's partly why I decided to not run the next time, is I want to do a few things. So I've got a few things that I'm looking at right now, and yeah, I'll hopefully be back in the workforce in the near future. It'd be nice to have a little bit of time off, but no, I'm high energy. I want to work. I want to keep making a difference in the lives of people.
Did you want to do a morning show on the radio?
I don't think I could do your guys' hours.
Let me ask you this finally, from my standpoint, Bill, you've had time to reflect. Have you at any point wavered on your decision?
No, I think, Fred, I knew it was time. You know, you're out a lot. You're out almost every night, every weekend, and, you know, you miss a lot of family things. You miss a lot of friends things, frankly. So I've done a lot. I think I've achieved the things that I had set out to. There's always more you could have done, for sure. But, no, I'm ready for the next chapter, looking for new experiences. Truly, truly humbled to have been able to be the representative of the people of Bruce Gray in the province of Ontario for 10 years. But Bill Walker's ready for a new challenge.
So Tribune United, Cobble Beach on Thursday. What time's it start?
6 o'clock. So a great crowd. I think there's just under 200 people, which is fabulous, and looking to have a good night and hoping with some of the people that will be there that it won't turn into a Bill Walker roast. I'm suggesting it should be a toast, not a roast.
How about this? What time will it end?
Well, I'm in the Shriners tournament the next day, so I'll have to shut it down early.
Well, thank you very much for your service, Bill. Thanks, for all the things that you've done, and have yourself a great time on Thursday night.
Well, guys, thank you both so much, and all the media that have been very gracious to me and given me the privilege to be on your shows and programs and news feeds over the years. You do a great job. It's great service for the community. It's been a pleasure to work with both of you.